Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «эй», «эф» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. I honestly think modern gadgets have made our life much more comfortable and convenient. I can't imagine my life without my laptop, my smartphone, and other devices. They help me to stay in touch and study better. When my parents tell me about their teenage years without all these things, it sounds surreal, because these gadgets are now such an important part of our life. Maybe my future kids will have even better devices than we have today. Speaker B.
I understand that modern technology has a lot of pluses, but in my opinion, the minuses quite often outweigh them. Too many people nowadays get addicted to their gadgets and can't imagine their life without them. As a result, they spend more and more of their time with their smartphone and lose their real-life connections. In the past, people managed to live without all these things, and it seems to me they were much happier than we are.
Speaker C.
I think modern gadgets are a necessity, but they should be used wisely. A person needs a cell phone to stay in touch, and for many other things. But if they start to spend all their time playing games or surfing the net, it means that this is an addiction. However, it's true about anything. If you eat too much chocolate, for example, it'll damage your health, whereas there's nothing wrong about a little chocolate in your diet. It's the same thing here.
Speaker D.
In my opinion, people have become much more nervous and aggressive because of modern gadgets like smartphones. If they can't check their messages or get online, they start to panic. It's not okay. I know some of my classmates who don't even bother to have a shower in the morning just because they want to play a game or update their account on social media. They also sleep very little because they surf the net until late in the evening.
Speaker E.
I do understand that modern gadgets can be very addictive, so once or twice a week I have a digital detox. On such days, I switch off my mobile and don't use my laptop. My parents support me and do the same. We go on long walks if the weather is nice, or we can stay at home and cook something really tasty, and then have a long conversation and play board games and whatnot. This way, we try not to forget where the real life takes place.
Speaker F.
I know many people think that modern gadgets are bad for you, but I know quite a lot of mobile phone applications which help people to take care of their health. Personally, I have an app which reminds me to drink a glass of water every hour or so. There are also apps which help people to count calories and design fitness challenges for them. I've been feeling much better since I started to use these apps, so I strongly advise you to download them.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task.
Now you will hear the texts again.
Speaker A.
I honestly think modern gadgets have made our life much more comfortable and convenient. I can't imagine my life without my laptop, my smartphone, and other devices. They help me to stay in touch and study better. When my parents tell me about their teenage years without all these things, it sounds surreal because these gadgets are now such an important part of our life. Maybe my future kids will have even better devices than we have today. Speaker B.
I understand that modern technology has a lot of pluses, but in my opinion, the minuses quite often outweigh them. Too many people nowadays get addicted to their gadgets and can't imagine their life without them. As a result, they spend more and more of their time with their smartphone and lose their real-life connections. In the past, people managed to live without all these things, and it seems to me they were much happier than we are.
Speaker C.
I think modern gadgets are a necessity, but they should be used wisely. A person needs a cell phone to stay in touch, and for many other things. But if they start to spend all their time playing games or surfing the net, it means that this is an addiction. However, it's true about anything. If you eat too much chocolate, for example, it'll damage your health, whereas there's nothing wrong about a little chocolate in your diet. It's the same thing here.
Speaker D.
In my opinion, people have become much more nervous and aggressive because of modern gadgets like smartphones. If they can't check their messages or get online, they start to panic. It's not okay. I know some of my classmates who don't even bother to have a shower in the morning just because they want to play a game or update their account on social media. They also sleep very little because they surf the net until late in the evening.
Speaker E.
I do understand that modern gadgets can be very addictive, so once or twice a week I have a digital detox. On such days, I switch off my mobile and don't use my laptop. My parents support me and do the same. We go on long walks if the weather is nice, or we can stay at home and cook something really tasty, and then have a long conversation and play board games and whatnot. This way, we try not to forget where the real life takes place.
Speaker F.
I know many people think that modern gadgets are bad for you, but I know quite a lot of mobile phone applications which help people to take care of their health. Personally, I have an app which reminds me to drink a glass of water every hour or so. There are also apps which help people to count calories and design fitness challenges for them. I've been feeling much better since I started to use these apps, so I strongly advise you to download them.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.